89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sarah McDerris, teller of tales for both young and old, is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today, taking us along to a Western wedding, right down to the boots.
The wedding? Well, I must start before the event. The bride and groom are freewheeling young adults who live in the moment, just as Jesus suggested. Their plans were sketchy and communication was minimal. While some invitations were sent out, many of the guests were invited by word of mouth. "Oh, we're getting married on the ranch. Y'all come." This was disturbing to the mother of the groom, who was paying for the seated dinner following the nuptials. The mother of the groom, a person who is most comfortable with much detail, was not given a great deal of information about wedding events. She admitted that she thought no plans had been made in case of rain at the wedding time, anxious since it was an outdoor event. It rained Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday dawned bright and clear, just as had Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. At about 2:30, the party of the mother of the groom arrived at the ranch, which was the place of ceremony, at 4 p.m. In front of the ranch house was a small tent, rather like a huppa, decorated with ribbons and wildflowers. Facing the tent were folded seats. Standing behind the chairs, one was looking at a vista that would rival any Hollywood cowboy movie background. It was simply splendid, and remained so throughout the evening, changing constantly as the light faded into night. The guests, looking east, could see a huge and grand valley with mountains to the left, right, and far in the distance. Sunlight gleamed on those mountains while the wedding ground was in the shade. Wedding guests were standing around, waiting for the magic hour, drinks of various kinds in hand. Everyone had on boots. At about 4:30, a strange sound wafted through the air. Looking about, one could see under the tent a single man playing a gray metal instrument that sounded like a steel drum. It was mesmerizing. A young man dressed in a white shirt, sleeves rolled up to the elbows, gray pants and vest, accompanied the grandmother of the bride to a seat on the front row. Then the mother of the groom processed on her husband's arm. The cowboy in gray escorted down the mother of the bride. Six young cowboys wearing gray and white appeared. No sissy boutonnieres for these Western men. No guns, either. The best man followed, leading a greyhound. The dog had a cowboy scarf around his neck, and it was noised about that the bride's ring nestled within. Lovely bridesmaids came then, carrying bouquets of wild flowers. The maid of honor appeared, and behind her a tiny girl leading a tiny dog, owned by the bride. Around the neck of this delightful creature was a circle of flowers, hiding the groom's ring. Then the bride, beautiful in her white pearl-crested dress, worn broken-in boots hidden underneath the gorgeous dress. The ceremony could not match the entrance of the participants. A waiting game followed, preparing the guests for the second part of the evening, the dinner. Then the last party. In the barn was a real Western musical group. Dancing began. The bride danced with her father while someone sang "I Loved You First." After polite greetings and goodbyes, the party of the mother of the groom departed before the revelers moved to the nearby tents for the final act of the celebration. Oh, did I mention the bear?
Sarah McDerris spent some 30 years as resident storyteller at the Huntsville Public Library, weaving tales both true and imagined. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on 89.3 Huntsville.